This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
This is the show. Wait, this is the show. Yeah, got to do the tagline. This is the show where the listeners know more than the presenters. That's it.
Right? And we bring you the newest news now.
Great. Okay. Fantastic. We did it. Coming up, we've got the headlines from the broadsheet papers. Then we'll be moving on to Mark Simmons' joke of the week. That'll be followed by local gossip with my mum and Mark's newsletter from, what is it called? We Are Barrow Town. Then it'll be sports news from my dad. Then we'll be looking at the tabloid papers, the red tops, and finishing with the weather with our special guest this week, comedian and tramp, Bobby Mayer. There you go. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I feel very shaky. I'm back on the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, finding it difficult to, like, catch air.
Yeah, anxiety, that is.
Yeah, I'm very, very anxious.
Yeah, but you know that's what coffee does to you. I don't know why you keep
doing it. I thought
it
would give me, like, a springboard for the show.
But has it worked?
Well, I feel alive, yeah. But also, like, I'm going to die. Yeah. So,
cool. Save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Well, I know. How are you? So, come on.
Yeah,
have you been?
I've been good, actually. Yeah, I've been all right. I've got something to say for the podcast,
yeah.
Actually. So, for those new listeners...
New listeners, yeah.
A few months ago, I told a story about how I played tennis on my own outside a girl's window that I really fancied because I thought it would impress her with my big serve.
Yeah.
And then, essentially, it just showed her that I didn't have any friends.
Yes. And it's just weird.
Yeah.
It also showed her that you're a weirdo, a desperate weirdo.
Anyway, on Saturday, I had a little message pop up in my Facebook.
No.
Yeah,
really? Is this real? Yes. This is what we wanted. What was her name?
I never revealed her name, actually. Should I? I don't know if I should.
I think you did reveal her name.
Oh, did I? Oh, it's Tammy.
Yeah, you did reveal her name.
Oh, did I?
Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy. Probably got bullied, I imagine. Tampon.
Well, I'll ask her.
Yeah.
Now we're in contact.
Sure. There you go. Imagine you two got together after this. That would be amazing.
Yeah, she's married, I think.
Okay. Imagine you two had an affair after this.
Yeah, all right.
Go on.
So, hey, big server. Oh, like the opening line.
No, is that true?
Yeah. She's really funny. I think maybe that's why I liked her.
This
I can't really
like
remember.
It's like a rom-com.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So I was just informed about your tennis story and had a quick listen.
Sorry, you did. Remember, this was a radio show.
Oh,
if you do quotation marks, they can't see that.
Yeah, but you can tell by the way I said it.
No, I know, but you
can
didn't
you
need to do
that. Can you tell by the way I said it?
Yeah, I think
tennis
you can, but
story.
So there's no need for that. Just
Oh, you mean I shouldn't do it?
I don't think
but,
so.
But I mean, if this section turns out to be gold, it'll be on the camera, mate.
For Twitter
and
Facebook.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I had a quick listen to your radio show. You are hilarious. That's a good start.
Wow.
Yeah. But.
Uh-oh, there's a twist. In the rom-com, this is like the end of Act 2.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But perhaps talking to the girl would have worked out better than playing with yourself outside the bedroom window.
Wow, bit of wordplay there as well.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bloody hell. That's the sort of comedy you do.
Wow.
So, seems like you two really connect.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay. Tell me if you're listening. Ditch the husband.
She said, I don't think we should be saying that.
Get rid of him.
I'm going to get my ear kicked in.
With me. Next week.
I'll turn up with a black eye.
It's just me on my own this week. Mark is in A&E. A very unfortunate thing happened in Wheelbarrow Town.
He knows where I live now.
Come on. Mark, it took... don't worry, Mark's not dead for any listeners, any fans, but it did take 4 hours to remove the tennis racket from his skull. Come on.
And then she goes on to say, my mum always had a soft spot for you.
Oh, right. Mum?
But I actually thought you were gay.
Is she joking there?
No.
Do you reckon?
No. She genuinely thought. She did the emoji with the hand on her face.
The monkey?
No, just a woman.
Oh, right. Oh,
with her hand
okay.
on her face.
Don't know that one, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then...
She thought you were gay!
Yeah, genuinely.
Look, it's gay Mark playing tennis on his own. Oh, God. We need to go hook him up with someone. Do you know anyone? What about Phil?
And then, so I said, I think I revealed too much on the radio or something.
Yeah.
And then okay. she Play said... Yeah. And then she said... haha, it really made me giggle. I think your dreams are more embarrassing, though.
Oh, the dream. This is, any new listeners, this is referring to a dream where Mark was dressed as a seagull.
No, I was a seagull. No,
what? Oh!
I was a seagull.
Oh, you were? Mark was a seagull. Consciously, yeah. He was a seagull.
Yeah,
consciously, he was himself. He had the body of a seagull.
Yeah.
And he put on a fox mask.
To make the fox think that I was just another fox.
By the way, there was a fox there.
To stop me getting eaten.
To stop me getting eaten, but...
He bummed me.
He bummed you. So, okay.
I've got so much stick about that as well.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Brigstock, comedian...
Yeah.
Who's all over the bus stops at the moment. I can't remember what it's for. An advertising campaign for something.
Right.
I think some sort of computer thing. He gave us a retweet for the video, but ha 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 ha.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. All right.
Well,
that
means,
nice.
Means you don't follow him.
Oh.
Awkward. great. There you go. Save it for the podcast. That's done. Let's crack on with the news.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to the previous episodes, go back to our archives.
Oh my God, what is it you were
go
the
back, go
you
back to
love plugging?
Yeah, go back to our archives and have a little listen.
Subscribe, retweet,
yeah.
Share the video.
We got
share
up
the...
to number 39 on the film chart on iTunes this week.
Because we also do a sister show called The Filmist Show. Look, let's crack on with the news.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
That's
sure.
what we're here for. Bringing right. you the newest news now. So, broadsheet papers.
Yeah.
Got the Eye here, got the Guardian, got the Times. I was running a bit behind. The Times is Johnson demands £5 billion extra for NHS. The Independent is shocking cost of cheaper chicken. That sounds made up.
What?
That sounds like I've made up that headline. Shocking cost of cheaper chicken. More than 1 million birds killed in transit. This is horrible, by the way, especially for any vegans listening, or just anyone with sort of feelings. Birds killed in transit in the UK every year. Eye investigation reveals tens of thousands of ducks, geese and turkeys also die from crushing and other injuries during transportation. This is horrible. This is what I mean. This is why I try and sort of consciously, you know, don't eat meat when I can and stay away from dairy because of this. Appalling condition of poultry raises new concerns for British animal welfare standards. And The Guardian, destructive... Attack on UK, a matter of when, not if, warns Cyber Chief. So I want to talk about that more. And in the Daily Mail, their headline is Muz dot 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 limbs dot 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 slow dot 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 ing dot 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 your dot 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 broad dot 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 band. This is the story that Muslims are slowing down your broadband.
Are they?
Yeah. Doesn't say how.
No.
Just that's it, and there's no continue to page 11. It's just that's the headline.
Do you reckon they're using it too much?
What to like download?
Don't know. What?
Bollywood films? Do they?
Don't know.
Bit shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is shocking.
Yeah.
So whenever you get a slow connection on your phone, just think, those bloody Muslims! If only they weren't here. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank God for the. Thank God for Brexit.
Yeah.
Yes, Europe.
Yeah.
You idiots. So.
Yeah.
Let's look at the story. The story I'm most interested in here.
Okay.
Well, that took my eyes. Destructive attack on UK. Matter of when, not if, warns Cyber Chief.
Destructive attack on UK.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So cyber attack. You've seen Die Hard 4.0.
Yeah, I have, but...
Or, as it's called in America, Live Free Die Hard. A different title.
Did you like that one? You didn't?
Not really, no.
It's obvious.
So, the head of the National Cybersecurity Centre has warned that a major cyber attack on the UK is a matter of when, not if, raising the prospect of devastating disruption to British elections and critical infrastructure. Okay?
I want more detail, Sean.
Well, if remarks underlining newly released figures showing the number of cyber attacks on the UK in the past 15 months... I don't know what this person's name is. C-I-A-R-A-N? Chiron? Chiron?
Kieran.
Oh, is it? Probably an Irish spelling of Kieran. Martin said the UK... have been fortunate, this is the interesting bit, fortunate to avoid a so-called Category 1 attack. Do you know what a Category 1 attack is?
Like, the worst one.
It is the worst one.
Yeah.
Category 1 attacks seem to be They're basically defined as an assault that might cripple infrastructure such as energy supplies and the financial services sector. They're the bad ones.
Look, can you explain to me what they're going to do? How's that going to happen?
How are they? Well, just hacking, you know, in the films, lots of quick typing.
And then what?
And then, well, basically, if they can cripple infrastructure such as energy supplies, that means they can turn off power. So in Die Hard 4, when they, like, turn off the traffic lights and all the cars crash at interjunctions and stuff like that.
That's not going to happen.
No, it really
is. Millennium Bug all over again.
Well, no. No, because last year we did have an attack. Let me just find the pages. I do remember this. I think we probably spoke about this, actually, if I can find the bloody page. We had an attack last year, which was classed as a C2. Which is...
Category 2.
Yes, Category 2.
Thank you.
Which disrupted hospitals. Oh. Do you remember this? So we got a virus that was called... what was it called? WannaCry. That was blamed on North Korea. North Korea hacked us.
Right.
And messed about with the NHS systems, which meant appointments and stuff. Then no one knew what was going on. So that's quite bad.
Did they do that?
What, did North Korea do that or did that happen?
Like one hospital?
No.
All of them?
No, a lot of hospitals.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more.
Well, that's what the article's about, that this is going to happen more.
This is why I don't think...
And it's going to be really
bad.
This
is why I don't think we should have driverless cars.
Well, that's in Fast and Furious 8, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
They all have driverless cars and then all the cars get hacked.
Exactly. That's what
this is saying. The chief of something, whatever it is, the cyber chief, is saying, we are going to get hacked, so you're not going to be able to turn your heating on.
Should I tell you what I
thought
about
that
when Fast and Furious, you know, so they're driving and all the other cars are sort of chasing them, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just hack the car that was being driven by the person they were chasing and then they could have just stopped it?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Fair enough. There you go.
Then what we need is really good hackers to counteract the hackers.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Okay, easy. Fine. Yeah. So cyber attacking doesn't scare you. It scares me. If they could hack hospitals and shut off all those machines. I mean, this
life
is the sort
machines.
Of this
who,
is what I get scared that? About. You go, oh, could they do that? Like, there's no detail in exactly what these attacks mean. But like, yeah, life support machines,
but
stuff
life support
like that.
Machine isn't that just attached to the wall plug? Like, it's not a computer, is it? Or is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
This isn't the sort of show.
Google.
What are you going to Google?
Google
is like is a life support machine attached to Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Attached to Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, and the Muslims will go. It's a nightmare.
The Muslims
people,
will do what?
People be dying because the Wi-Fi is bad, and then the machines.
Because
won't
the
work.
Muslims will slow down the broadband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that these clips don't get just sort of cut. So that just has me saying, just saying that.
Yeah, that was, of course, in relation to something said earlier. Have you ever been hacked? Scary. Think about the stuff on your phone then being leaked. All those WhatsApp group messages. I've got some filthy messages. Me, basically, every Boxing Day, me and my old Brighton friends, we have what's called Ultimate Lads Fest. It's an ironic title.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are like me. Beards, scruffy.
Yeah.
And basically, the rule is you have to arrive at the pub at 12 and you're not allowed to leave until it shuts. So 12-hour...
Right.
I mean, I don't recommend it. It's not clever. One of us is going to drop off and the older we get. So what happens is... Like, we set up a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And obviously, we take photos for our Ultimate Lads Fest. And then we did this thing where you could zoom in. Basically, if you zoom in on someone's face...
Yeah.
They just look like a paedophile. So if I took a photo of you now, and then you zoom in on the photo, it's just everyone looks like a paedophile. So we were doing that and coming up with taglines, like funny taglines to go with it. And then my mate's got an app, so he started getting porn... And it's got, like, my face with, like, giant penises going into my mouth. One of my mates made one where there's, like, nine of us, of us, all lined up, all sort of taking each other from behind in a row, like that horror film. What's that film? Caterpillar.
How drunk were you?
What's that film? What's that film? Human Centipede.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's, like, all of our faces lined up.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff could
Human
get leaked.
Centipede.
I mean, I've just leaked it verbally. But that is better than seeing it. Do you know what I mean? So that sort of stuff. Do you not get worried about that?
Well, that's specifically like a human centipede. No,
but WhatsApp groups are filled. I mean, If your WhatsApp group got leaked, that could be the worst thing that happened to anyone.
I haven't got any WhatsApp groups like that, I don't think.
Well, that's why you play tennis on your own.
Oh.
Of course, by the way, just being reminded that WhatsApp groups are, of course, encrypted. So that actually can't happen. So basically, you can't really hack WhatsApp. I mean, some politicians think this is bad because it makes it harder to find terrorists. But if I send you a message, when it travels from my phone to your phone, it breaks it up,
right,
so that you can't intercept what's being sent.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do it, but come on, what are you going to say? What you say? And then we're going to play a song.
My website got... I don't know if it counts as a hack-in. I think my website got hacked.
Why?
I don't know why. Well, I don't know. I think it's because I don't really use it that much. And
well, that won't be
every
why.
Every time you click on it, it's every other time you click on it, it comes up like hot old women in your area or something.
You're joking.
And then on the other time you click on it, it's like it's something that someone's hacked and put on there.
Yeah, so you have been hacked. So that's only going to get worse next year.
What do you mean?
Oh, like your website will get hacked, but different tour dates will come up. People going in the wrong venues.
No one's going to hack.
Mate,
that's
you're
quite
on
specific
the up, mate.
Hack.
You're on the up. Seriously, it's going to happen to you. We're going to go for a song, and then we're going to come back, and it's going to be Mark Simmons' Drug of the Week. Then we'll be talking to my mum. Here is Naive by The Kooks. Do you remember The Kooks?
Oh, I really remember The Kooks. I went to watch them live.
I mean, it was just meant to be a yes, and then I was going to play the song.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
Seeing is your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly way for something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, will she steal out to get me? And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she steal out to get me. I may say it was your fault, because I know you could have done more. You're so
The Kooks, there you go. you were saying to me before the song went, you said that I missed a couple of jokes.
Yeah, I said a couple of jokes and it just went over your head.
Well, I was trying to talk about the news.
I know.
Yeah, go on. What were they?
When you were talking about human centipede and paedophiles, I said centipedo.
Very good.
Thank you. And when I was talking about my website,
yeah,
it's so funny explaining it.
Go on.
I said how if, you know, one time you click on, it'll come up and say hot women, older women in your area.
Yeah.
And then I said, and then the next time you click, it'll be something that the hacker put on there.
Oh, I did miss
giving
that.
Giving the impression.
Very nice.
That my website is about hot older women.
Very good. This, yeah. This neatly brings us to Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Did you know it was it's National Handwriting Day today, Sean?
Oh, my God. My handwriting is absolutely shocking.
Mine's worse, though.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It is.
Unfortunately, we're on an audio medium, but I when I write stand-up, yeah. I just write it on... Have you seen me write? I just write it on an A4 piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then I bring it to the gig, and I don't know what it says.
You don't even know what your own writing says?
No.
Oh, God. No. But
this... It looks like... I tell you what my writing looks like. You know when you get an Indian...
What?
And on the lid,
oh,
yeah. Come on, Indian takeaway.
Yeah.
And on the lid, it says which carries which.
Yeah.
And they might as well have just not written that because you don't know until you've opened it. That's my handwriting.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's organised, the handwriting day is organised by the Handwriting Society.
Oh, yeah.
So later on, I'm going to see if I can join up. There we go.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah. I quite like how last couple of weeks we've been sort of putting the jokes into the conversation. It's quite...
Weaving it in.
Yeah.
Almost like a panel show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Very good.
Yeah. So that's my joke of the week, Sean.
Okay. Now time for local news.
Local news. I don't know why I said it like
no.
that. No. I should do that, actually, because it's similar to movie news on our Filmish podcast.
Yeah.
Local news.
So, Debbie, have you heard the news?
What, no.
You haven't heard it?
No.
Oh, my God. You know the old video shop down the road that was there?
Blockbuster.
No, Blockbuster. The one that Sally used to run.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know that?
Yeah, the Videos Are Us.
No.
Oh.
Video Shop. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
you call
yeah,
video.
Yeah.
Sally used to run the
yeah,
show.
One.
Right,
yeah.
You know, it shut down when all those, like, DVD, all that come in.
Yeah.
Everyone start doing their, what's it, download, all that.
Yeah.
Right, well, you know what that's been turned into?
No.
Adza.
What?
Little supermarket called Adza. Everyone get
it? Adza?
Yeah, like Asda. And they've got the same logo, so it's good, so it's like Asda. But they've just changed the letter around, so everyone getting really excited, going down there, waiting for it to open. They're having a big opening night.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is it... What,
karaoke.
Karaoke?
Go down Adza and yeah. Do a little karaoke.
Are you going to do a song?
Of course I am.
What are you doing?
What?
What song are you doing?
Spice Girls 2 Become 1.
Are you?
Yeah, but I'm doing a different version.
2 for 1.
No. Ah, very good. Ah, you know what? You could sell that.
Yeah.
You could sell that down Adza. That's great. Now I'm doing Spice Girls 2 for 1. But I'm doing like a mix-up version. You know, like when you're in like a restaurant, like a Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
And then they got like classic pop songs, but they give it like a Thai twist.
Yeah.
So like Tobok and One, it's more like jingly in the background.
That's sounded good.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I need some love like I never needed love before. I wanna make love for you, baby, or to you, baby. Had a little love, now I'm back for more. Wanna make love to you, baby. Set your spirits free, like Jack Daniels and all that whiskeys.
Yep.
Set it free.
On the aisle. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only way to be. 2 for 1. At Adza. It's local news with my mum. My mum's going to be giving us her news from her area. Hello, mum.
Hi there. How are you?
Very good. Mark, do you want to hear Mark's joke?
Oh, go on, then.
Hello.
Hi there, Mark.
It's National Handwriting Day today, organised by the National Handwriting Society. So later, I'm going to see if I can join up.
Oh, getting better.
Oh,
that's good, isn't it?
That's nice.
Good feedback.
Oh,
well
thank
done.
You. Thanks very much. How are you? Are you good?
I'm okay, thanks. I've got a black eye, apart from that, I'm okay.
You got a black eye?
Yeah.
So dingles.
What happened?
No, I woke up and Michael said, "Oh, what's wrong with your eye? Why have you got a big black eye?" And I don't know. I just woke up with a big black eye.
Oh,
has Dad been hitting you in your sleep?
No, I think it might have been Gertrude. She fell out of bed in the middle of the night and I had to get up.
Gertrude's our dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, there's not like a weird thing going on.
I think she may have knocked me. I think she might have headbutted me.
What, has she fell up? What, are you in bunk beds?
No, no, no. She sleeps in the double bed with me.
Ah.
And she fell out of bed.
Oh. Is she all right?
So, yeah, she's okay. She's fine. She's fine. Oh, Sally's pulling up now.
Oh, Auntie Sally.
Yeah.
Is that Sally that did the row?
No, that's Shuey.
Oh, Shuey.
That's Shuey. This is another aunt.
Okay.
Here she comes with a cigarette in her mouth.
Why, what are you two doing?
Oh, no, she's just popping round to,
nice.
You know, visit.
Oh, okay.
But the news is the Dingles,
oh, yeah.
Somebody's reported all their vehicles and they've had all stickers put on the vehicles and if they don't contact within so many days, they're going to remove all the vehicles.
Is this true?
It's true.
Do you reckon it's because of our radio show?
After like 22 years or something?
Yes,
I feel like this is us. This is our doing.
So, I think everyone's excited.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
So, that's great. Hi, Sally. Hi, do you want to speak to Sally a minute?
If she wants to come on the... I don't know if she wants to be on the radio,
then.
Will she?
Okay, hold on, I'll pass you over, it's Sean.
Does she know she's on the radio? Hiya,
Sean, how are you doing?
I'm well, Sally. Do you know you're on the radio, don't you?
No.
Oh, well, where you are. How's it going?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm fine. Just doing the radio show. Do you have any news? Because it's a news show, so tell us your
news. Well, I've seen, as I've drove up that street, there's, trailer with a shitty old car on it. So I can guess who that belongs to. I thought, oh, well, here we go again.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath because I can never park near your house. Yeah. Hi there.
That was Auntie Sally, everyone.
Yeah.
So she's moaning about the Dingles cars and the fact that she had to park down the road and then walk up.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right,
so.
Do you want to carry on with Sally and I'll get the sports news off Dad if he's about?
Okay, hold on, I'll have to go and wake him up.
Okay.
He's in bed.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Michael. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Jesus, I'm dying with a cough.
Christ's sake. That's just smoking roll-ups from the point that you wake up till you go to sleep. That's what that'll be.
That could be the secret,
Jim. Okay, so sports news, what's going on?
Well, it was an awful Saturday. We were awful, I believe. I heard it. Wasn't it?
Yeah, we'll keep you there. Yeah, I'm there, I wasn't. I didn't go there. I had to be in Norwich. But yeah, 3-0, we lost 3-0. I think it doesn't matter, we're not going up, we're not going down, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I don't know if we're not going down.
Okay, fair enough. And what do you think about Sanchez's move to United from Arsenal?
Oh, you know, it's a bit crazy, the players becoming bigger than the teams, isn't it?
But yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's about it,
really. Do you not think Sanchez moving to United will have an effect on the title race with City? Yeah, and relegation battle. Who are the teams that are looking to go?
Really exciting.
What's that?
The relegation battle is going to be really exciting.
I think it's always more exciting than the title race.
Seemingly, yeah.
Who do you think are going to go down?
Oh, I've no idea. To be perfectly honest, you could pair only 3 from 10.
Yeah, I hope it'd be nice to see Stoke go down due to Mark Hughes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
What's Mark Hughes done?
It's sort of the state that QPR are currently in is a lot of it is due to is down to Mark Hughes. Okay, well, I'm off to America for a month after this, so when I come back, I'll then come and visit.
Oh, good man. Okay, have a good time in America.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers, Dad. Thank you.
Okay, cheers, John. Bye.
There you go. Sports news with my dad, with local news with my mum and Aunt Sally.
That's probably the most informative part of the show, the sports news.
Yes, very informative, very energetic, isn't it? It's like my dad's had too much coffee as well. It's your newsletter from your local town of Wheelbarrow. Not much going on?
No, it's rubbish.
Anything?
No.
Nothing?
Just talking about the rota in the church, like the coffee rota. They're just saying the coffee rota is now up on the wall at the back of the church.
What's the coffee rota?
I guess the volunteers where they...
Who
they
does click, the coffee?
I don't know if it's who makes coffee or who provides it.
Oh, okay. We used to do that. When I was at school, we found a secret cupboard, right? Then the cupboard led to a sort of underground hall.
Are you joking?
Underneath the sports hall. So whilst the exams were going
on... That's amazing.
Yeah, mate, it was best years of your life.
Hang on. It's a cupboard.
Right, so it's a little cupboard, but if you climbed in... Yeah. And then turned left. Basically, you know how if you... No, it's a cupboard built into a wall, right? Yeah. So if you opened the doors, you know how you've got a back of a cupboard, you've got and then you've got the two sides?
Yeah.
One side wasn't there. So one day, when we were waiting during registration for PE, because this was a room that you went to when girls and boys had come out of the changing room, one of us climbed through the hole and then found... What was like a hall underneath the sports hall.
Mate, so me and my mates, so excited about this.
So me and my mates we went in and there was a table and chairs. You had to duck to get in, but there was a table and chairs and there was a candle. So what we did is we played cards, we got a pack of cards and we made a rota for who, this is what reminded me, we made a rota for who had to bring in a candle. So what we'd do is we'd have a candle and we used to play cards and smoke bongs. So we'd rip like cones and smoke spliffs and fags, and then we'd like blow the smoke through the little holes in our ceiling, which was the floor, to try and make the year 10s fail their exams. It's cool, isn't it? Exciting. Like an Enid Blyton novel.
I've always wanted, if I could design my own house, I would have this stuff in there all
the
time.
What are you on about? Bong room?
Not bong room. Come on, you're talking to me.
I don't encourage this sort of behaviour. That is just what me and my friends got up to.
Yeah. No, like a bookcase with a secret entrance into a different rooms. Oh, that's so cool. I'd build loads of those in. There'd probably be hardly any rooms in the house. They'd all be secret rooms.
All be secret. So like door bookcases and stuff like that.
And like you can sort of like got little get outs. It's like if your house gets raided.
You're just like a big child.
It'd be so cool, wouldn't it?
It would be cool.
Yeah, I'd love that.
If you were 10. So, when we were 10, we were like 15, 16.
But
it's really cool.
It.
I once ran away from a teacher, right, because I bunked a lesson, and then he caught me in like E-block, and he was like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And I literally ran away from him, he chased me, and then I jumped into the cupboard and disappeared.
He has no idea. That's amazing. That's hilarious.
Brilliant, isn't it?
That's really cool.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So, it's like Narnia.
Yeah.
Special cupboard that goes into another world. Yeah. Obviously, it goes without saying.
And if you like Narnia, you should listen to our previous filmish episode where we are chatting to one of the actors in Narnia.
Look at that! So slick with the plug-in!
Yeah.
Look, let's go to that other broadsheet story.
Hang on.
What?
Do I not get to do my tabloids?
Well, I was just going to have one...
Oh, yeah. Well,
go on then.
No, it's fine.
It's just because you didn't have a newsletter section. That means it's freed up more time.
Oh, okay. Well, we did chat for a bit, but if we've got time, let's do your one, yeah. Yeah, go for it, yeah.
No, let's do yours.
No, Sean. I want to do your one. Technically, it's
basically,
not
this story is too
it's
depressing.
It's not a broadsheet, is it? Because it's like a smaller one, so it's like a...
Well, no, The Guardian is now tabloid.
Yeah, that's interesting. So should I do The Guardian now?
Go on, then.
Now that it's tabloid.
Have a look through The Guardian.
Okay, yeah.
See that?
I'll find something.
Recladding of risky towers, barely begun. So that's obviously in relation to the travesty that was Grenfell.
The Grenfell one, yeah.
So having to redo cladding of all those sort of tower blocks.
I'm a bit disappointed that we didn't bring up the United States politics, actually. Because I was going to really impress you with some of my knowledge.
Why, did you watch the Barack Obama interview on Netflix?
Oh, no, I did watch that, but that's
made
not
me.
The reason.
I watched
did
that last
cry?
Night in bed.
Made
I cried
cry.
My eyes out, and that
wimp.
Is the most that is the most I've got goosebumps in my life.
Really?
On it last night in bed. But Matt, what? Why do America have it that you can only run two terms? That is so. In stupid.
It's really stupid.
That man, if he was still in power, think about all the stuff that it's so so exciting to think
he's
about like how
dude.
It would be. And the North Korea thing wouldn't be the way it is, the Russia thing wouldn't be the way it is.
Yeah.
The world would be a better place with probably a safer place with that man still at the helm.
Yeah.
What a legend. I just love him.
Yeah.
I absolutely love him. And not just because he's black. That's a joke. Look on.
I was going to blow your mind with some knowledge.
Did you ever want to be black?
What? Yes. Yeah. For a second though, my reaction was like, what are you on about? And then, yeah, no, I did.
When I was at school, it's so cool. It's like, where does racism go? We had the opposite of racism.
Yeah.
We all wanted to be black. I despised basketball, but I'd still play it.
I played.
Because I thought, this is what...
Mate, I played basketball.
This is what the black kids do. I'll play basketball. I'll be cool.
I played basketball at quite a good
level. I
didn't
play on my own, though.
Oh.
Yeah, in front of a good
I used to
Tammy.
Play basketball
Tammy
all the time.
Basketball.
I'll tell you a little something as well. I used to practice and practice and practice to slam dunk because I thought that would impress girls. But it doesn't.
I reckon that would do now.
No, no, in America it would, but not over here. They couldn't care less if you play basketball. They couldn't. Mate, I know from experience. It was exactly the same
producer
thing.
Producer Lissy is putting the face of she doesn't care.
Nah, they
if
don't.
If Mark slam dunked.
Nah, it's not impressive. Oh, that's impressive. You're tall. Do you know what I mean? It's not impressive.
Well,
they
tall.
Don't care.
Well, the taller you are, surely the chances are you've got a bigger schlong.
But my... Well, there you go.
Come on.
What, you want me to show you?
So obviously, when I was a kid, it was a phase, by the way. This wasn't a thing that ran years. But I did want to be black.
Yeah, well, like, the better players...
Even listened to hip-hop.
Mate,
the way I say hip-hop is embarrassing. It's embarrassing when I say hip-hop. It doesn't sound right. Hip-hop.
I wore really baggy trousers as well. I must have looked so
But that was
stupid.
The skateboarder look as well.
Nah, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was like the rap look.
Yeah.
Looking back at it now,
I don't think they were even proper rap. Like, I think they were just
You just got Levi's 501s, but got them like really four big. Sizes too high.
No, it wasn't jeans. It was like jogging bottoms.
I listened to DMX.
Like, it was the Poppers. Do you remember the Poppers? Adidas Poppers?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was those things like that.
Okay. I mean, sorry, I don't know. That's got no sort of connotations with sort of urban black culture. That's just some tracksuit
bottoms. No, but they were baggy.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing!
Yeah.
Anything else? I once considered getting my hair in cornrows. Imagine that.
I wish you had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, but yeah, just, you know, it was just...
Just a phase. Anyway, there you go. I think there's probably time now to look at the tabloids. You forget looking at the Guardian. Just
I was
going to
blow your mind with some proper information.
About American politics?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, if I get this right...
Yeah.
The government...
Okay, well done.
Couldn't agree.
Good start, yeah.
Because...
the government couldn't agree.
Trump... The Republicans want to pass a thing of how they spend their money... And
pass? Wait, no, because I want to understand this.
Yeah.
What do you mean they want to pass a thing of how they spend their money?
So, like, I don't know if it's a budget thing. I've got to remember that. Well, if it's a budget
this is
thing.
Great.
But, so they want to spend their money in a certain way. And they need the Democrats to
allow it.
Vote to allow it.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are holding out on this vote.
Good.
Because
they're the good guys.
Because they want. They are the good ones, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyone that's not got Trump in it is the good guys. Yeah, go.
And they want... Stop talking, because I'm going to lose my...
Sorry, Mark.
That's
sorry.
Right.
It's just a radio show. So.
Yeah, I know.
Go on. We'll stop the dialogue. You go.
So the Democrats, right, they want the Republicans to agree about something to do with... what's the word?
I'm not talking.
When people from other countries come over and then they become a citizen. They want to become citizens.
I'm not talking.
So, immigrants. immigrants.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
When we return back to Newsish, you are doing broadsheet news.
Okay.
So much better gone.
But I'm not even reading this. This is knowledge.
I know. Knowledge! Sorry, this is not knowledge.
It is knowledge.
This is a man struggling to remember something.
It's taking a while. Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
So the Democrats were holding out until they got what they wanted to get the immigrants' citizenship.
But
for some reason buckled. And they allowed the Republicans to get what they want for like a month. And then they're going to come back to it.
Right.
That's it.
There you go.
Something interesting. Trump was all ready to pass this thing that they wanted.
He
was ready to agree with it.
Okay.
And then some of his
advisors,
like, allegedly racist.
Yeah.
Told him not to, and then it cocked it all up.
Wow. See you on BBC News now.
Can you imagine me on
BBC News at 6 with Mark Simmons?
Yeah.
You're going to be the new Trevor McDonald, and then you get your wish.
Yes.
You'll be black.
Great. So I've just a flatmate's just moved in, and he's a German guy who's studying politics.
Yeah.
And he wants, I think he just, like, wants to work with, in the UN and stuff. Yeah. And he was just telling me about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if he goes there, he'd be unemployed.
There you go. Hold on.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit. You learned something today, Sean.
I nearly learned something.
Did you know about that story?
No.
How are we doing for time?
To be fair, we're doing fine. Just yeah. do, give us some tabloid news. Yeah. I'll tell you what I do. We're just going to have a little trail. Yep. Plug in another show, and you, God knows you love plugging. Yep. And then we'll come back and you can do some tabloid news.
Yep.
Fubar Radio presents Joey
Page. Jim Sturgis joins us in the studio.
There was a film I did where I was covered in tattoos all over my arms, up my neck, and I was playing like a really unpleasant character in that film, and it started to rub off on me, and I was sort of walking around thinking I was probably a lot harder than I am in real life, you know, and someone nearly ran me over in a car, and I was a little too quick to fucking yeah. offer him out,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and realised I'd bitten off way more than I could chew, you know.
Yeah, I can identify. I come out of this studio on a Wednesday going, I'm well good at this, and then it's like, I might get out of my way, I'm getting on the bus. Yeah.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Mark, give us the red tops.
The red tops. Okay, do you want the headlines? They're going for about the royal wedding. The new royal wedding.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new royal wedding? I think it's a bit stupid that they're all doing it in one year.
Well, hang on. If somehow someone's listening to this, they don't know. There's been another proposal, another marriage agreed. Fill them in.
Princess Eugenie is marrying her boyfriend, right? And
I have no idea who these people are.
That's Fergie's daughter.
I used to just think there were the main, you know, there was like the Queen, there was Charles, there was Diana, and there was William and Harry, and that was it. And Philip. I thought that was it.
What?
I've done a corporate, do you know? I've done a corporate, one of my last ever corporate gigs. For those that don't know, so comedians do, I think anyone actually working in sort of performance, you know, as actors and stuff, presenters, do corporates where you're paid quite a heavy fee. Mm-hmm. To go and do quite a difficult gig, so there'll be like the, you know, the best radiators of 2017,
yeah.
and you have to go and host, and there'll be an awards, and you have to do.
So they're warmed up.
You have to present the awards and warmed up. Very good, Mark. There, just constantly, bam, 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 brilliant. So I did one in front of the royal family, but not the main ones. So I thought it was going to be in front of the main ones.
Did you?
And it was just probably they were probably there.
What,
Eugenie.
What was it? What was the event?
I can't remember, but I died so badly.
Why did they book you?
I have absolutely no. I always think that. I mean, I don't do corporates anymore because of
was
the,
it the Royal Variety?
Anxiety. No. I also died of that. But
you've told that story.
Yeah, I know. But this is what I did. Right, is I was dying really bad, just silent. So it was like 400 or 800 people in, and these royal family people, and. And I just said, oh, if only my dad could see me now. Right, which is actually a line from a Fleetwood Mac song.
Okay, yeah.
That's recorded live, where someone says that. Oh, if only my dad could see me now. And that just came into my head. And then a bloke in the front row went, he'd ask you to be, he would, what is it? He would have told you to be a singer.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I did, knowing full well, this is my last corporate. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sick of all these people just staring at me.
Yeah.
So I closed my eyes and sang the Smiths, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Did you?
Full block. But I went for it. I tried my best to sing the song, shut my eyes, and just sang the Smiths in front of the royal family. Died, and that was the last ever corporate.
Wow.
I did the thing where I dropped the mic.
Did you?
Dropped the mic, bang, like that, and left.
So cool.
There is a light and it never goes out. See you later. Last corporate. Shove your money up your ass.
So
you bunch of anyway.
So when you told the story about your Royal Variety thing, we weren't on FUBAR. So if there's new listeners, just tell them what Prince Charles said to you, because that was quite funny, I remember.
Well, basically what happened is I died at the Royal Variety performance, and then in the lineup afterwards, Prince Charles and Camilla come by and sort of shake your hand and greet you, and you have to bow, and Prince Charles came up to me and he leant in and he went, don't worry about that lot, bunch of toffs. and carried on. But I like that he acknowledged that I had a crap gig.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, and it like, actually makes that, you feel better. The worst thing in comedy, if you're a comedian, you know the level that you should be competing at, and you have a terrible gig. And then there'll be like the, you know, you rate someone from your agency or someone from the gig or someone like a booker will go, oh, no, I thought that went really, really well. I know you're bullshitting.
Yeah.
Is that, I died.
Is that worse than people ignoring you afterwards? Because that happens as well sometimes.
Don't know. I don't know. No. Sorry. That's bad radio. But I know the worst one. The worst one is definitely people saying it went well. Yeah. That is the worst one. This is the most common. People around me were laughing. Anyway, come on.
Well, I thought you were funny.
Anyway, look. Let's be doing the tabloid news.
We did.
That was it.
Well, the royal wedding.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there's a royal wedding. I mean, that's not... We're meant to sort of discuss...
Well, we did discuss something, didn't we?
Ed Sheeran's getting engaged. Did you talk about that?
I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about that?
That's not in the tabloid.
Okay. Are there any other stories?
A velvet toilet roll is going from three pieces, like three layers, to two to save money.
See, that's the sort of story I like. I'm a big fan, this is going to sound really Partridge, I am a big fan of kitchen towel.
Are you?
Love kitchen towel, and it really angers me when there's no kitchen towel left.
Yeah.
I come from a big kitchen towel background.
So do velvet do kitchen towels as well?
No. Different form of tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of toilet paper are you into before we crack on with a song?
What sort of toilet paper am I into?
Because I don't like it when it's too velvety.
Do
you know what I mean? It feels like wiping your ass on a duvet.
Oh, that's nice, though. Because you don't want the stuff, like, from
this is an
nightclubs.
Awful. This is an awful conversation.
What's
nightclubs?
Yeah.
I would never... The producer keeps diving. Song, go to song. I would never have a dump in a nightclub. No. Never in a million years.
That's a good point. I don't know why I said nightclub.
You've had a dump in a nightclub.
I haven't had a dump in a
nightclub. Which brings us to Budapest.
I got dumped in a nightclub.
You got dumped.
Yeah.
In a nightclub. Yeah. Did you actually?
I've been, yeah.
In a nightclub?
Yeah, but when you're young and stupid.
I want to hear more about that, but instead we're going to play a song. It's Budapest by George Ezra. Ha!
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, E.O.U. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Over you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Over you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go. Make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change.
house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, I'd leave it all, ooh, for you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Budapest by George Ezra. That's basically it. That's all the news. It's now time for the weather with our special guest, comedian, one of my favourite comedians, one of my favourite people in comedy. We're getting locked together at Top Secret. It's Bobby Mair. Hello, mate.
Hello, Sean and Mark.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm in my living room looking at my cat out a window.
Okay, cool. Don't tell us the weather yet, because that's the sort of big finale of the show.
No, I know.
Yeah, good.
I need to study it for a while to make sure I really get it.
Yeah. Where are you in the country?
I'm in Streatham Hill.
Streatham. What's that like?
Streatham is... it used to be terrible. Like, I used to live on a road. There's a weird gate in the middle of the road.
A weird what?
Like a gate.
Gate.
Cars can't drive this road. And the reason it's there is because the street used to have so many prostitutes on it that they put at the gate so people would stop driving down the street to pick up prostitutes.
Okay.
Oh. And this was in the late 90s, but then they got rid of the gate, or they put the gate up, and I think they, I don't know, but for some reason there are now no prostitutes in Streatham.
Okay, well, maybe they just don't like gates.
Yeah, they really...
Lazy prostitutes that can't be bothered to open doors. Awful.
That's very funny.
So, well, basically, we've been talking about a few things on this show. Have you ever wanted to be black?
Yes.
Yes, it's a thing.
Everyone
it's
does.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
What? It's a, where, when? What, did you do it? Because me and Mark were talking about it. Like I listened to hip hop for a bit. Mark, what did you do?
Play basketball.
So. Oh, he wore really baggy trousers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do anything in an attempt to sort of be more black, if you will?
No.
Oh, so you just wanted to?
I just knew I wanted to, but I wasn't brave enough to like do anything.
Yeah. Well, I was not brave.
I think there's a bravery there to be who you want to be.
Yeah.
You hear about that lady who was white and then dyed her skin and started working for the NAACP, you know? That lady, there's a bravery there.
What? She did like a reverse what? Michael Jackson?
Yeah, she just went and lived her life as
I
a black lady. And I'm not saying it's
that.
A good idea.
No, it's probably not a good idea.
There is a bravery there to living your life how you want to live it, even if everyone objects.
How would you live your life if you could live it how you wanted to live it? How do you want it? Are you living your life the way you want to live it?
That's really
good.
I don't know
this is going to be such an existential interview.
Yeah, let's just go for it. It's better than everything else we've got, which was like, what's your favourite toilet paper? Come on. Are you living the life that you want to live?
No, because sometimes...
No one is.
Most of the conversations I have are never the conversation I want to be having.
Well, what conversation do you want to be having? We can have the conversation
like,
you want to be having
whenever
now.
Whenever someone's having small talk with me, I want to have a deep conversation. Whenever someone's having it starts having a deep conversation with me, I want them to get away from me.
Okay. So right now, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about this?
Or
do you want to
talk about?
We're talking about what you want to talk about. What do you want to
talk
about?
I don't know what to talk about.
Well, we're talking about whether, you know, you've reached the place in your life that you wanted to be.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm quite comfortable in my life... I'm where I want to be in my life.
You look well. When we first met, you looked properly, you know, ill and homeless. You looked really, really bad. And you look great. I was watching you on telly the other day on Comedy Central on a roast battle.
Yeah.
With your wife, and you did great, and you look well, and you look happy. And
my friend said that your bit was the best bit of that, Bobby.
That's great. You have a good friends with very great taste.
Yeah, did you enjoy doing that show?
Yeah, doing roast battle was great. It was really fun just to see people, let people see how my wife actually treats me.
Okay, yes.
She's mean. Like, the thing about that roast battle was there was tons of subject areas I didn't go to because they would hurt her feelings, where she called my dead mother a prostitute.
Yes, but you did also say that she was,
Gates?
What?
Did she like Gates?
Okay, little callback there. that didn't work.
Unbelievable. That's a good callback.
I knew exactly what you meant, but I thought I'm just going to let this rest. Well, just to make it more awkward
for
you. I
think we should go on the roast, Sean.
I'm not doing the roast. Absolutely no way would I ever do that.
You're a sensitive boy.
I'm too sensitive.
We'd never talk after.
I can't do anything. I basically realise I can't do anything anymore. All I can do is live stand up and acting, because then if someone slags off the acting, you go, well, that's the character, it wasn't me. As soon as anyone slags me off, I can't sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I can't get like a little tweet or whatever. You're rubbish. To be fair, they're much worse than your rubbish. That just ruins my life.
Good job you can't hack my WhatsApp groups.
Very good. Okay, another callback.
I'll just go do callbacks. I don't care if you react.
Oh, God, we've got a guest. Can you stop talking? We've got to talk to Bobby. For sake. We've only got a few minutes left.
I'm just trying to join in.
Christ. Okay.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad someone's enjoying it. So, Bobby, you've got a tour coming up called Loudly Insecure. It's starting on February the 1st, ending on 7th of April. Do you know, is there anything, I mean, I hate these sorts of questions, but, you know, like, what's it about and all that crap, or are you just trying to be funny for an hour? Or actually, is it about something?
I am trying to be funny. I'm hopefully funny for over an hour. The one story I tell, which the media likes to grab onto, so I say that that's what the show about is about, but it's not.
Okay, good.
I'm adopted, and I in this show I do tell the story of me trying to find my biological family, which is a good meaty 20-minute story, you know.
Is this all true?
Yeah.
You're adopted.
Yes.
That makes total sense. Just yes, I get it now. Right, yeah, I get the whole Bobby Bear thing. Right. Okay, so all right, so you searched for your real parents?
Yeah, I searched for my real parents.
And is it a spoiler? Do you not want to give away if you found them or not? Or
I'll not give it away in this interview. Come and see the show. Depressing and weird.
Fine, come and see the show and find out if Bobby Mayer found his parents. It's called Loudly Insecure.
Also, one promo I'm doing. I was trying to figure out what kind of promotion I could do. And I realized never has there been a benefit to being adopted. So I'm going to get anyone
know.
Who can
Surely
prove
you get
they're
bit...
adopted you gets ca- in for free.
What was that? I miss that.
Adoptees get in for free.
Yes.
I think there is some invite. You get a bit of sympathy. You get a bit of a sort of X Factor sob story.
If you're adopted and then you find your real parents, you get more Christmas presents.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, I think you get a bit of sympathy, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say, but the thing is, they have to prove they're adopted.
How do they do that?
Well, it can't just be a picture. Like, it can't be a picture of, like, if they're black, it can be a picture of a black guy with a bunch of white people. I don't know that's your family. I need proof.
Okay, fine. So you've had it here. If you want to get in free to Bobby's tour, prove that you're adopted. If not, they'll be about, what, 12, 15 quid or something?
12, 15 quid. You can take it on my website. My website is bobbymayer.net. It used to be bobbymayer.com, but I forgot to pay for hosting fees.
Of course you did.
And then a Japanese escort website bought it. So for a while, any of people
There's
who
so
went
much
to my website
linking
to try to find
between
me just...
Bobby Mayer and hookers. Anyway, Bobby, you need to do the weather. It's time for the weather. Wait for my favourite bit of the show. It's the jingle.
The weather.
Go.
I'm looking out my window right now, and it's quite grey.
Cool.
It's always grey in Streatham Hill. The sky's grey. My cat looks like it won't go outside, so I would say if animals don't want to go out, it's probably going to rain soon.
Fantastic. That was Bobby Mayer with the weather. Bobby, thanks for coming on, and see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay. I cut off before it's by. I've been, of course, Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons. This has been the Newsies Show. Download, RT, subscribe, leave lovely comments, 5-star reviews, all that stuff. This is a song picked by Bobby Mayer, I think. It's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Very upbeat for someone like Bobby Mayer.
Yeah, it's nice.
I thought it was going to be like Slipknot or something. Anyway, you could also listen to our Filmish show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? you.